going on, y'all? The Monday, September, August the 19th, or whatever. So, been a minute since I've been on it. You know, I kind of been doing a lot, like, you know, because I finally quit my job. I finally did that. Then I done started making sales, like constant sales, like I've been meaning to, which my goal was to hit like 10 sales a day. So instead I was doing 5, so I was trying to up that, you know what I'm saying, to 10. But recently, just like a couple of days ago, somebody done burglarized my apartment. Luckily, me and my girl wasn't in the house then. But they basically took all my inventory. That's literally all they took was my inventory. Cause all I had was shoes. So they took all my shoes. And they took our TV. And took toilet paper. Like, out of everything, these folks took toilet paper. Out of all stuff they could have took, these folks took toilet paper. So I was like, okay, it is what it is. But yeah, so they took all my inventory. So now I got to start from scratch. Only shoe they didn't take was like, I had three pair of used shoes. They didn't take those. I had 4 pair of used shoes. And then when I got to the house, after they burglarized, you know what I'm saying, my apartment or whatever, I had just left Nike and bought like 2 pair or whatever. So I had to start from scratch with those six pair. So I just made a sale yesterday from it or whatever. You know, I had to shake back from it or whatever, you know. And it was, I ain't gonna lie, when it first happened, I was so hot, and then I calmed down. And then as soon as I got to, you know what I'm saying, then it didn't hit me, like, you know what I'm saying, really, I'm just thinking, like, nah, somebody for real just broke in here and just took my stuff. So then after, you know what I'm saying, it didn't hit me, you know what I'm saying, like, all my inventory gone, I got to start from scratch. Like, I done quit my job and everything, and now I got to start off from scratch. So I'm like, dang. So then I'm just going through my online thing, you know, Poshmark, my car out, I'm just deleting. I'm like, bruh, this is crazy. Then I started getting sad. I was like, ooh, I'm deleting all of my stuff. This is crazy, bro. I was like, golly. I was like, all that hard work. But at the same time, inside me, I'm like, bro, that ain't even nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can rebuild it back with no problem with the stuff I know now. See, with the stuff I know now, I know I can do it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no stopping me at this point. Like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a little minor setback for me, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't gonna take nothing to shake back from it at all. So I'm just thinking positive about it, everything. I'm just going ahead and do this and do that and get back on it. You hear me? I ain't worried about none of that. So right now I'm just, you know what I'm saying, trying to focus on building my inventory up, you know what I'm saying, getting this money back up, et cetera, et cetera, you know. And then all that really teach me, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, at this point, I ain't trust nobody, but now I really don't trust nobody at this point. Like, I don't want no, you know what I'm saying, like, we done moved out the apartment, everything, because it don't make sense just to stay there, and then, you know what I'm saying, they gonna know that, you know, that's another leak to go, you know, hit the house or whatever. So they like, oh, he got the shoes, you know what I'm saying, they gonna see that, I'm pretty sure they can tell I sell shoes. Cause they saw the boxes and then all the shoes that was in the closet, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, they might try to come back and, you know what I'm saying, try to hit it again. So, you know, so I just, you know, just go ahead and move up out of there, you know, and all that stuff. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm just keep everything low key, like, nobody gonna know nothing, brother. I'm keeping everything low key or whatever. At this point, I don't trust nobody, brother. But I'm gonna keep, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, I'm gonna keep going. Ain't no stopping me. Don't mind. I'm so with it. Like, that just made me even stronger. Like, you know what I'm saying. I just know what I need to do now. At this point, like, you know, the good thing I got the knowledge that I have to be able to do it. So yeah. So I'm just keep, you know, I'm gonna keep grinding. I'm gonna keep going. I ain't gonna let that stop me at all. I'm gonna keep going with it. Mind. or whatever, you know. Don't let no, you know what I'm saying, no little failure, you know what I'm saying, something that happened bad to you, you know, stop you from doing what you're doing. It's just literally God trying to test your strength and see how you're going to react to it. How you going to, you know what I'm saying, like, some people might give up on it, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, they just took all my stuff, man, I don't even, you know, they probably try to give up on it and all that stuff, like, people want me to go, you know, folks, you know what I'm saying, get a job, you know, all that stuff, like, I understand, but at the same time, it's like, bruh, my mind and my body telling me, no, bruh, do not do this, like, you know what I'm saying, like, it's just like, you know you can do it, I know I can do it by myself, I know I can, I don't need no job, I know I can make that money, you know what I'm saying, that ain't no problem at all, like, I know I can, so ain't no reason for me to try to go get, a, you know what I'm saying, another job when I know I can do what I can, you know what I'm saying, so it's just like, bruh, my hush that, like, anybody talking about a job, getting it, bruh, I'm blocking them out, real talk. I don't care what they talk about. I'm finna change subject on you, everything. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to hear, oh, they hire all this, bruh. I don't care. You hear me? That's you. That's for you. That's not for me. That's for you, though. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with a 9-to-5, but it's just not for me. I don't do that. If you go through my life and see my progress of how I done came to where I'm at now, like, you could tell, like, nah, he ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know. It just, I can't do it. It's over with. I already know. I'm like, no. Too much of a boss for this. You know what I'm saying? Too much of a boss. It's over with, bro. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I don't like that. I don't like that to come in, you know what I'm saying, bro? Then, you know, and then with me working at that job, I ain't had time to try to do my thing. So with me doing, when I quit, like, it was just so much stuff I thought of doing, like, you know what I'm saying? Then I done got into clothes now, which is selling pretty good on top of this. So I'm selling clothes and shoes because I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, branch out more to different things. So now I'm selling clothes and shoes, which is selling good for me or whatever. So I'm doing that, you know, I'm just slowly, you know what I'm saying, progressing. So, like, I just sold, what, a jacket yesterday, a pair of Converse, you know, I for both of those, I done made like a $30 profit in one day from that, from all that loss in a way, because I already had. They ain't take some of the clothes, cause I had about five or four pair of clothes left. So I sold two things yesterday. So I sold them Converses and them Converses and a Nike hoodie or whatever. I sold that yesterday. So off the rip, that was like off the rip with those. Cool $30 profit off the rip, because I think I spent $1 on the hoodie, and then I spent, well, $4 on the Converse. So, you know, clean them up real good, you know what I'm saying? Then I sold them for like 25. I sold the Converse for 25, and I sold the jacket for 12, I believe. I sold it for $12 or whatever, or 15. I sold it for 15, then, you know, I did the fee, $12, and all that. So, but yeah, shoot, so that was a quick $30 profit, so I just need to, you know what I'm saying, try to build this profit up, get this, you know what I'm saying, get my inventory back up or whatever, and then, shoot, I'm in there, because right now, since I know what I'm doing, I know how to do it, I really take it as me starting over at this point, like, it's a restart for me right now, at this point, like, I'm, you know, starting fresh of what I'm doing, having a better understanding of what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm doing here, there, what I'm selling this. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm doing. I'm more organized with it now. I can be more organized than I was at first. So that's how that's going to go. So right now, I'm going to head to another thrift store. I had got another pair of Aces or whatever, and then shoot, go list some shoes or whatever. And then, yeah, and I'll just hit y'all back up later. Deuces, and I'm out. Pocket turn it off.